With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. With hunting seasons beginning, the DNR is hoping the public helps out by following rules to cut down on chronic wasting disease. Ken Kroll has more.
DNR Acting Wildlife Health Section Chief Aaron Larson says 9 new counties have been added to the counties under a baiting and feeding ban. Several North Woods counties are already under the ban, as Larson explains.
So these bans are put in place if there is a captive or wild CWD or TB positive, and the bans for if the positive is found within the county, the ban is put in place for 3 years. If the positive is within 10 miles of a county, that county will have a ban put in place for 2 years.
Larson says at the end of the 2 years, the ban is lifted unless a new positive CWD deer has been found. The rules still allow for small-scale feeding of birds and small animals.
So the feeding devices have to be within 50 yards of a house or a human dwelling, and they have to be at a sufficient height so that deer cannot access to have access to them. So just, you know, up high enough on a bird feeder or such like that.
Larson says the best thing to do to get a clear view of the baiting and feeding ban is to go to the DNR website and put baiting and feeding in the DNR search box. There are also DNR biologists in Rhinelander, Woodruff, and other communities that can help out. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Wisconsin Democrats gathered at the state capitol yesterday on the one-year anniversary of a mass shooting in Middleton, calling for gun safety legislation. Governor Tony Evers says the bill would enact what's called extreme risk protection orders, or so-called red flag laws. They would allow a judge to take guns from someone who has shown themselves to be dangerous. Evers says 80% of Wisconsinites support the measure, but not elected Republicans. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Leader Scott Fitzgerald said in a joint statement, "It's widely known that we believe this legislation poses threats to due process and the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. A red flag law would allow the courts to prohibit someone considered a threat to themselves or others from possessing a firearm." People in southern Wisconsin are often familiar with splash pads, but here in the Northwoods, there's nothing similar to the one that just opened in Phillips. The splash pad at Elk Lake Park has fixtures that squirt and spray water, making it a good place for kids and families to play. Kristen Harper helped fundraise $200,000 in private money to build the splash pad.
It's been great to see how many people have been using it and bringing their friends and making plans to meet people from out of town.
Harper hopes the splash pad will attract people to Phillips during the warm weather months.
People can't believe how nice it is. I think that people have an expectation that sometimes in a small community and in the Northwoods, you can't have nice things. And I think we proved them wrong. We can have nice things and people will use them.
The splash pad was finished and opened in late August. It will stay open as long as the weather remains warm. Great Lakes residents concerned about water justice are gathering in Ontario next week. Eric Tigetoff has more.
The 2019 Water is Life Alliance Summit is on September 28th, and this year's theme is Water Justice in a Climate Emergency. Diane Weckerly with the Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation says water shutoffs in Detroit and the Flint water crisis will be among the topics at the summit. It also will focus on Nestle's water operations in the region. Weckerly notes the company pays $200 a year for the region's fresh water and is proposing to increase its water pumping rate to 400 gallons per minute at one Michigan well.
This complete dichotomy between what industry is able to do, which is to take tons of water, of the public's water, and profit off of it, versus the people of Michigan and Ontario and First Nations people who have no access to water.
Speakers at the event include Claire McClinton, a member of the Democracy Defense League Water Task Force in Flint. The summit starts at 9 a.m. at Western University in London, Ontario. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
This week, Langlade County became the 12th state county to enact a vehicle registration fee or wheel tax. The tax is an extra fee on top of the state registration. The Langlade County Board of Supervisors approved the fee paid only by county residents. The board adopted an annual registration fee of $15, which will generate additional revenue of approximately $285,000 for county transportation funding. Lincoln and Marathon counties have also enacted the wheel tax. The Langlade Board had previously turned down another wheel tax request at $20. The fee will go into effect January 1st. Over 60 new assistant district attorney positions have been approved statewide as part of an effort to clear up a backlog of legal cases. Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan says the move is about efficiency through the whole process.
The people who perpetrated the crime and their need for speedy due process, it's not good for the victims, it's not good for our system. And so we have to do everything that we can.
Some Republicans in Madison said the plan ignores the needs of rural areas of the state. Brennan called that a case of politics as usual at the Capitol.
Only in the strange world of the Republican majority in the Wisconsin legislature, where counties like Monroe County that gained an assistant district attorney, or Manitowoc County that gained an assistant district attorney, that there's a claim that they lost.
He says the extra hands will make the work lighter for everyone in those offices, and the extra staff can also allow some counties that haven't already set up specialized courts to do so. Our forecast for today, partly sunny skies, a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and a high near 77. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 73. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.